Thank you for staying with Sherrod and I on Consider This. We're continuing our look at Penang and how it's dealing with the economic fallout from the pandemic. We have Chief Minister Chow Kon Yeow on the show with us tonight. Chief Minister, now I just want to touch very quickly before we move on to the economy of Penang. You said before the break that in the meeting that you had with the federal level to discuss the conditional MCO, you said that the Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin was very excited. What was he excited about?
To restart the economy, because over the past, and you say every day, we are losing about 2.6 billion ringgit. And if we are to wait longer, then by June, we could be losing a few hundred billion ringgit. Okay. So it is important that we restart the economy and also to look after the livelihood of those who do not have income during this period of time. Yes.
Chief Minister, in terms of monitoring the state's own economy, you've mentioned the thousands of SMEs that are there in the state of Penang. Can you give us some sense of the kind of damage that's been done to that sector, and to what extent the pre-Hattin packages that were announced aided those SMEs in particular?
I think the Penang economy is supported by the twin engine of growth, the manufacturing and the service sector. Not many people realize that the service sector had actually overtaken manufacturing as the biggest contributor to our GDP. Talking about manufacturing, there are many MNCs in Penang, but they are also supported by at least 3,000 SMEs. And even before COVID-19, because of the trade war between the US and China, there have been some issues concerning relocation, supply chain issue, and all that. So with COVID-19, I think luckily during the MCO phase 1, 2, 3, several hundreds of factories were allowed to operate. So we are happy that it happened. At least the impact on the manufacturing sector is not as great as compared to the services sector, in particular the tourism and hotel line, which are greatly impacted, even not confined to the duration of the MCO alone, but 3, 6, 9 months after the lifting of the MCO, because of the fear for traveling and disruption, I think they would face the greatest impact. But over at the manufacturing sector, we hope that last year, I think despite all these COVID-19 issues grooming over our head, we have good news that from MITI announced that Penang attracted 15 billion ringgit of FDI for 2019. And for all this project to take place, it will be in 2020, kick off construction and so on. And this create about 13,000 job opportunity for Penang. And hopefully, if there is any retrenchment layoff during this period, it can be absorbed by this new job opportunity in the manufacturing sector.
Chief Minister, are those investments still on, to your knowledge? As of today?
We have followed our investor very closely. In fact, even at this time, we got requests for them to help them to start their work and start their piling of the factory so that it will not affect their timeline for production later part of the year or next year when the factories are ready. So this is a sign of confidence of these investors despite the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay, I want to touch very quickly on the services sector, particularly the hospitality, the hotels. We've heard news of hotels closing down. Just how dependent is the Penang economy on the hospitality sector, and what is the state government doing to help this sector kind of weather the storm?
I think, as I say, manufacturing and service sectors are the two main twin engine of growth, and services sector had already overtaken manufacturing as the largest contributors. And hotel and hospitality forms a great part of the services sector. And hotel is definitely deeply affected, and also tourist attraction places had been closed for the whole duration. And because of the fear, even after MCO is lifted, we envisage that for 3 to 6 months, industrial player in the tourism sector will have to re-strategize. And I try to visit as many sectors as possible. And the last 2 days, I visited the hospitality and tourist attraction players. And luckily for some of them, domestic tourists still forms the majority of their visitors, 80% of the visitors, and foreign tourists forms about 20%. So the strategy moving ahead, if it is lifted, people still want to travel. It is good that we can focus on domestic tourists for the start. And Penang definitely has a very strong position as the destination of choice for local tourists. And we hope that we can pay attention with the various stakeholders to focus on recovering the domestic sector first, and then move on to the international sector.
Melissa and I are both in a red zone, and there you are in a green zone. Are you happy to have us red zone Malaysians come visit you in your green zone?
I will leave it to the federal government to decide all this. Actually, at the meeting again, the CMCO is supposed to be for the green zone, but we have states even with red zone also opening up their economy, like in Selangor and Kuala Lumpur. But I suppose this is the gap and weaknesses of the whole protocol in not addressing, even not announcing that this actually apply to green zone and not to other zone. Yeah.
So can you help us understand that? You mean the original design for the CMCO was only for green zones, and now it's been applied across the nation. What accounts for that?
At the meeting, the health ministry presented this called the District Risk Reduction Program, shifting the focus to the district level and also the locality area. So in line with that, it is also shifting the responsibility to the community to work together with the government and to be responsible to keeping the district and locality green. And there is a tagline, attack the red, protect the green. If you are in the green zone, you still have a responsibility to ensure that it remains green and not turn to yellow and then red. And then, of course, concerted effort to attack the red area where you are in, so that you can become orange and then become red. So that was the strategy of the District Risk Reduction Program. And opening up the economy would encourage human interactions and whatnot. So it should start with the green zone where it is safer for the economy to restart. But as it is now for the whole country. And I don't think I'm in a position to answer you. Maybe you should ask the senior minister, Asmin Ali, why it is also launched in states which have so many red zones in the various states.
Well, we will try and get those answers for everyone watching. We're going to take a quick break. More with you. Minister of Penang, Chakunyao, on Consider This. Stay tuned.